Shalom, welcome to the Jewish Task Force, JTF. My name is Chaim Ben Pesach. This program is dedicated to a refuah shlema, complete recovery, for Sharon Katz, Shlomo Ben Avraham, and Dorit Bat Sara, and to elevating the souls of Simcha Bat Rachel, Pesach Ze Ben Chava, Harab Mir Kahana, Yosef Ben Meir, Bari Hoffman, Ruven Hoffman, Robert Mittman, and Sipora Fegi Bat Liba. We have two subjects that we want to discuss on the program this week. First is that Donald Trump has been trying to negotiate a deal with Saudi Arabia to give Saudi Arabia the ability to build nuclear bombs, to give them the technology and the ability to build nuclear bombs with the most advanced American technology. We're going to discuss that catastrophe, that insane catastrophe that the Trump administration is pursuing. And the second subject we want to discuss involves what we talked about last week, that originally it looked like Israeli elections were going to be held in March of next year in another 4 months. Bibi Netanyahu got a postponement temporarily, but still, by law, the very latest that the elections can be held are in the very latest is November of 2019, a year from now. And the expectation is still that the elections will be held sooner than that. Exactly when, we're going to discuss all of that. We're going to discuss all the implications for what we're trying to do in Israel with you. That'll be the second subject. But the first subject involves this insane situation with Donald Trump. And we've been warning you about Donald Trump and his willingness to spread nuclear technology and nuclear weaponry all over the world. This is one of the great dangers of Trump's presidency and one of the things we warned about in the 2016 presidential election. And surely enough, now that he's president, he has been negotiating with Saudi Arabia, a country that he adores because they give him money. They're evil, they're terrorists, they're mass murderers. They're responsible for the 9/11 attacks. They paid and financed the 9/11 attacks that murdered 3,000 Americans on September 11, 2001. And yet this evil terrorist Islamic nation that preaches hatred toward all non-Muslim infidels is negotiating a deal with Donald Trump to receive nuclear reactors, the most advanced nuclear reactors from the United States, with the most advanced nuclear technology from the United States. And the Saudis, under the agreement, would be able to make their own nuclear fuel, which means they can easily, very quickly convert whatever technology they're given from the United States to nuclear bombs. That's what the net effect of this would be. And the Trump administration has been negotiating this and has been trying to negotiate a deal to give the Saudis the ability, with American technology, with the most advanced American technology, to build nuclear bombs. Now, on this particular issue, Trump is worse, even worse than the left-wing Democrats. Hillary Clinton, Barack Hussein Obama, the Democrats, never would have negotiated an agreement like this with Saudi Arabia, were opposed to nuclear proliferation. That's one thing they were against. They were against the United States actually handing over nuclear technology to countries like Saudi Arabia. That they would not have done. Trump feels there's nothing wrong with doing this, and he has supported this concept ever since he was running for president, this insane concept. Because Trump says that the solution to a nuclear Iran is not to destroy Iran's nuclear program before they go nuclear, which is the real solution. The United States or Israel can militarily destroy Iran's nuclear program and prevent Iran from going nuclear. But instead, Trump says, if Iran goes nuclear, let's help Saudi Arabia go nuclear. Let's help all these countries go nuclear. He says it's going to happen anyway. It's inevitable. Let all the Muslim countries get nuclear bombs. Everybody will go nuclear. Everybody will have nuclear bombs. And you'll have a situation where there'll be huge nuclear proliferation in the Middle East, in the craziest part of the world, in the Middle East, the craziest, most violent, fanatic part of the world. We're going to give everybody nuclear bombs. This is Trump's solution. And he has proposed this since he was a presidential candidate. And he doesn't only propose this in the Middle East. His solution to the North Korean nuclear crisis was to give South Korea and Japan nuclear bombs. Even though it was always American policy, under every president, Democrat and Republican, liberal and conservative, it was always American policy to prevent countries like from like Japan, South Korea, Saudi Arabia, and these other countries from acquiring nuclear bombs. The objective of American foreign policy was to prevent nuclear proliferation. The idea being that too many countries already have nuclear bombs, and allowing more countries to have nuclear bombs and creating a nuclear arms race is insane, is a catastrophe. It's a recipe for eventually bringing about a nuclear war. But anyway, here's what Trump, the candidate, said. This is when he was a candidate. He was telling us that he was going to do this. Listen, watch this interview, this insane interview that Donald Trump does as a candidate for president.
So you have no problem with Japan, South Korea having nuclear weapons?
At some point, we have to say, you know what? We're better off if Japan protects itself against this maniac in North Korea. We're better off, frankly, if South Korea is going to start to protect itself.
Saudi Arabia
we
nuclear
have
weapons?
Saudi Arabia, absolutely.
You would be fine with them having nuclear weapons?
No, not nuclear weapons, okay. But they have to protect themselves.
But if you say to Japan, yes, it's fine, you get nuclear weapons, South Korea, you as well, and Saudi Arabia says we want them
can
too.
Can I be honest with you? It's going to happen anyway. It's going to happen anyway. It's only a question of time.
So this is nothing new with Donald Trump. And we warned you. We warned you of this tremendous danger on this issue, on the issue of giving nuclear weapons to Saudi Arabia, to South Korea, to Japan. On this issue, Trump is much worse than the Democrats even. And the Democrats are not good on any of these nuclear issues either. I mean, they're very bad too. But Trump is worse. Obama wasn't going to give nuclear weapons technology and nuclear reactors to Saudi Arabia. Neither was Clinton. They weren't going to allow the Saudis to build nuclear bombs and say, oh, it's okay if they build nuclear bombs. After all, they're going to do it eventually anyway, so why not just give them the technology? That was never the policy of any administration, Democrat or Republican. Trump, this clown, this orange clown, is changing what was the clear policy and the only sane policy for decades of the United States. And by the way, when Trump says it's inevitable they'll get the nuclear weapons anyway, that is not true. Okay? The United States has prevented these countries from acquiring nuclear weapons for 50, 60, 70 years already. So that is not true that inevitably they'll get the weapons. If a concerted program is put forward to prevent them from getting the weapons, we have seen for decades that the Western world has successfully prevented these countries from getting nuclear weapons. But Trump wants to change all that. He just wants to hand them nuclear weapons because he thinks it's good for business. Let them all have nuclear weapons. Let them all defend themselves. Let them all go to nuclear war. It's good for business. You know, he is such a twisted, demented individual. And he really is demented. I mean, he's so ignorant and so pathetically buffoonish. It is just so dangerous to have someone like this in the White House. The only hope we have now of preventing this madness is the fact that the Saudis killed this journalist. They killed one of their journalists who was dissenting from the Saudi regime. They butchered him and cut him up into little pieces in the Saudi consulate in Turkey. And Baruch Hashem, thank God, that this incident gives us hope, at least, of preventing this, because now, with all the heat on Saudi Arabia, it's difficult for Trump to negotiate an agreement like this. There's a tremendous amount of resistance to negotiating an agreement like this because of what Saudi Arabia did. And Trump is still covering up for the Saudis and still trying to create a situation where he can get a deal for the Saudis. And the reason is because Trump and his family, Jared Kushner and his whole family, they do tremendous amount of business with the Saudis, and they see the potential for making profit, personal profit, at the expense of the country and at the expense of the security of millions of people who can be murdered in a nuclear war. He's willing to risk nuclear war. He's willing to endanger the lives of tens of millions of people for his own personal profit. This is the type of piece of garbage that we have in the White House now. And we told you. We told you Ted Cruz would be a good president. He would have been a wonderful president. Would Ted Cruz have given Saudi Arabia nuclear technology and nuclear reactors? If this doesn't bother you, you are a moron if this doesn't bother you. You are a complete moron if this doesn't bother you. The Saudis drove those planes into the World Trade Center and into the Pentagon, killing 3,000 Americans. It was Saudis who did that. They were wealthy Saudis from the wealthy Saudi ruling families who did that, those pilots. And it was the Saudi ambassador's wife who gave them the money from the Saudi regime to carry out that attack. And Saudi television praised the attackers, called them the wonderful 19, the magnificent 19. Praised them. And polls show 95% of Saudis agreed with the attack on the Twin Towers on 9/11. A Gallup poll taken showed 95% of Saudis agreed with it. And Donald Trump wants to give them nuclear bombs? Now, this is not the only issue where the orange clown is endangering the lives of tens of millions of people now. North Korea is another example. Russia is also an example. I mean, all of these are examples of where you have someone who has no idea what he's doing and whose only concern is advancing his own personal interests and his own family interests. That's his only concern. That's why he brags that he wants to sell hundreds of billions of dollars in weaponry to Saudi Arabia. I mean, this is just complete madness. Even that wimp, Bibi Netanyahu, who gets on his hands and knees before every president, who even said that the Jew hater Barack Hussein Obama was a great friend of Israel. I mean, he appeases and gets on his hands and knees before every American president. He gets on his hands and knees before every leader of the world, of any country, of every tin pot dictator. Even Netanyahu urged Trump not to go forward with these deals with Saudi Arabia. Trump, just to give you an example of how crazy he is, he says that the nuclear issue, the nuclear threat from North Korea, has been solved, that he solved the problem already. He's already solved the problem. He met with the North Korean lunatic. By the way, he said that he likes the North Korean dictator who murdered 2 million of his own people. He said he likes him. He said, we got along. We have a lot in common. That's what he said. They do have a lot in common. They're both completely amoral, complete egomaniacal, amoral lunatics that would endanger the lives of millions and couldn't care less about anybody but themselves. And that way they are similar in that way. But the one difference is that the North Korean, at least, is well informed on what his country's issues are. Trump is a complete ignoramus, a buffoon who doesn't even know what the hell he's doing. Trump claims that the North Korean issue has been solved already. He already announced the issue's been solved. He met with the North Korean dictator, and now the issue's been solved. This is the same North Korean dictator that never kept his word on any agreement. He's made numerous agreements with the United States in the past, always violated every agreement. He was never supposed to have nuclear weapons to begin with. He created nuclear weapons after promising that he wouldn't do so. Every agreement he's ever signed with anybody, with any country, has always been completely violated. But Trump met with him once, said he likes him, and they got along, and they have a lot in common, and now he says the nuclear issue with North Korea is solved. Watch this video and look at what Trump says about the North Korean issue, and if this doesn't concern you, if you don't think that this shows that we have a president who is a complete moron, a dangerous moron, then you're a moron if you don't understand that. Look at this video.
If you remember the sit-down with Barack Obama, I think he will admit this, he said the biggest problem that the United States has, and by far the most dangerous problem, and he said to me, that we've ever had because of nuclear, is North Korea. Now, that was shortly before I entered office. I have solved that problem. Now we're getting it memorialized and all.
But that problem is largely solved. I can now say, well, we have a problem.
I told him, I gave him a very direct number. He can now call me if he has any difficulty.
The North Korean nuclear issue is solved? He solved it? Yes, the North Korean dictator promised to denuclearize, as he promised, by the way, George H.W. Bush, Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, Barack Hussein Obama. You know how many presidents he promised that he would denuclearize? He promised every president he was going to denuclearize while he builds more and more nuclear weapons. The difference is those presidents said, you know, finally realized that he was lying and said, hey, you're lying. And their policies were also terrible. They also appeased him. They were also fools. But nothing like Trump. He promised to denuclearize when he met with Trump. The North Korean dictator said he was going to denuclearize. Instead, look what he's doing. He's building more nuclear weaponry after promising that this was going to, that not only was this going to stop, he was going to dismantle in a verifiable way everything that he has. Instead, he's building more nuclear weaponry on all of his sites. And Trump tells us the problem has been solved, because Trump doesn't really care about the problem. He only cares about showing what a great deal maker he is. He's a terrible deal maker, but he's trying to show what a genius he is. What a great, remember, he said he's a stable, he said, Trump said that he's a stable genius. He calls him, this is, we have a president who calls himself a stable genius, because he has to reassure people that he's stable, which he's not, and that he's a genius, which he certainly is not. What a joke this is. What a joke. And yes, he pulled out of the Iran nuclear agreement, and I'm glad that he did. But even in the Iran nuclear agreement, he's given Iran the loophole of allowing them to continue to sell oil to the countries that were the leading countries that were buying most of Iran's oil. So Iran is still selling oil. Iran is still in business. He did not really impose the sanctions that should be imposed on Iran that would really cause a collapse in the Iranian regime. And even that is not a good enough solution. There should be, the United States Air Force, in several days, can completely destroy, with conventional weaponry, can completely destroy Iran's nuclear bomb-making program and rid the world of this terrible danger. Then Saudi Arabia will have no reason to say that they want nuclear bombs. The reason the Saudis want nuclear bombs is because of the Iranian nuclear threat. Because they're threatened by Iranian nukes, thanks to the weakness of Trump and Obama and all these other presidents that allow, and of the Israeli government and Netanyahu allowing Iran to build nukes. But if you solve the Iranian nuclear issue and took that off the table, that would solve the problem of Saudi Arabia wanting to go nuclear and of other countries in the Middle East wanting to go nuclear. But instead of doing what Ted Cruz proposed, where he said, we're going to tell the Iranians you ought to dismantle in a verifiable way your nuclear program. And if you don't do that in a short set time, if you are not willing to dismantle in a verifiable way your nuclear program, we're going to go in and do it for you. In other words, Ted Cruz was saying, you know that we know the U.S. military easily can eliminate Iran's nuclear bomb-making program. Easily. With almost no casualties. Everything just bombing from the air. Not invading Iran or occupying Iran. That's ridiculous. Of course not. That's what stupid George W. Bush did in Iraq. And we warned. We had a program on television in New York, and we warned that that was stupid. And 90% of the American people supported it when Bush first went in, because it was right after 9/11. And we was very unpopular, the position we took. And of course we were proven right. We've been proven right over and over again on these issues. So, on the issue of North Korea, which is a very serious issue, you heard Trump just now say it's the most serious issue the United States faced. Trump and Obama both said it was the most serious issue the United States faced. On North Korea, Trump is worse than Hillary Clinton would have been, worse than Barack Hussein Obama. And they're bad too. But Trump is even worse than them on the issue of North Korea. Worse on the issue of Saudi Arabia. What a disaster, what a mess this is. What a colossal mess the United States is in with a president who, and you morons out there that continue to support him. You're uninformed. You don't bother to get yourself informed. You don't bother to become familiar with the issues. When you have a candidate who tells you he wants it, that it's okay for the Saudis to get nuclear bombs and is trying to negotiate nuclear bomb-making deals with Saudi Arabia, and that doesn't bother you? Are you crazy? Are you insane? And Jews, those of you who claim to be pro-Israel Jews, who love Israel, care about Israel, how can you be so stupid? Don't you understand how dangerous this is for Israel? All of Israel's Arab neighbors are going to have nuclear bombs now? And Trump is going to hand over the technology to make it possible? It couldn't be a worse nightmare. Hashem, God, in his mercy, gave us this incident where they killed this Saudi journalist. Thank God we have this incident that maybe will create a problem now, because Trump is going to have a hard time negotiating a nuclear reactor agreement with the Saudis at a time when you have this journalist issue that has come up now. Anyway, And a lot of this also has to, the blame also has to be, has, a lot of the blame also has to go to the Israeli government. Because Israel, with the tremendous threat that this poses to the very survival of 6 million Israeli Jews in a tiny Jewish nation there, this tremendous threat, because Iran has said that they intend to use these weapons to wipe Israel off the face of the earth. I mean, they've openly said that they're going to perpetrate a Holocaust against the Jews of Israel, and Netanyahu has sworn that he's not going to allow this existential threat to go forward. He said, all a bluff, just like Trump is a bluff. Netanyahu's a bluff, Trump is a bluff. All BS. All of it. And again, if we had a real Israeli government and a real Jewish leadership in Israel, we wouldn't have to care about what Trump says and what Trump promises or doesn't promise, because Israel would have taken care of the Iranian nuclear problem by now. It would have been over. North Korea would still be a problem, because Israel is not going to take care of North Korea. It's not in Israel's backyard. It's not in Israel's neighborhood. But Saudi Arabia and Iran, Israel cannot tolerate those countries going nuclear. And Donald Trump thinks there's nothing wrong with Saudi Arabia going nuclear. After all, they rent space in Trump Towers, and they go to Trump's hotel in Washington, D.C., and they're giving him money, they're bribing him. Let's turn to Israel and the terrible situation that we have there now, and why we're supporting, as you know, Moshe Feiglin and the Zehut Party in the Knesset elections. The Knesset is the Israeli parliament. Under Israeli law, the elections have to be held, as I mentioned earlier in this broadcast, by November of 2019. That means a year from now. That's the latest for when the elections can be held. And because the government now is in a very weak position, it has a very narrow majority, and it's losing parliamentary votes already. Because of that situation, the probability is that the elections will be held a lot sooner. Maybe 4 months from now, maybe 6 months from now. The very latest by law is a year from now, but nobody in Israel believes that government is going to last another year. Because things are really, I mean, the government is collapsing from within. Already their defense minister quit, and his party pulled out, and they have a 61 seat majority in the 120 seat Knesset, and the slightest little disruption means that the government falls. And a lot of the parties that are in his coalition, the Jewish Home Party, Shas, they want elections now. They don't want to wait. They want elections now. So the probability is the elections will be held a lot sooner than a year from now, that the government will hold elections sooner than that. And so we're continuing our campaign, as we have all along, to promote Moshe Feiglin and the Zehut Party. Because Moshe Feiglin and the Zehut Party are the only party that address the issues, that the existential issues that threaten Israel, realistically. Moshe Feiglin is a real leader, a courageous leader. He's not like Netanyahu, who is a wimp and a bluff and a liar and a fraud and an opportunist, who runs to the right as a candidate and then governs from the left. That's what Netanyahu does in every election. The first thing he did after he was elected in 1996 was run and hug the Arab Hitler Yasser Arafat and say, he said, I found a friend in Arafat. And then he handed over to him 97% of Hebron, which is the city of our forefathers. Netanyahu is a fraud and a bluff and a disaster. And you know, this week he pulled a stunt that showed that Naftali Bennett of the Jewish Home Party is even weaker and wimpier than Netanyahu. Because Bennett said, if you don't give me the defense ministry, I'm going to quit the government. So Netanyahu said, okay, quit. I'm not giving it to you. And Bennett backed down from his bluff and looked terrible. I mean, just looked terrible. He's even weaker than Netanyahu. He's not more right-wing than Netanyahu. None of them are right-wing. It's all a government of the left, all a government of appeasement, a government of Oslo. They're continuing the Oslo agreements. They've refused to cancel the Oslo agreements. There was a proposal in the Knesset to cancel the Oslo agreements. None of them want to cancel them. They're all going full steam ahead with Oslo. Only Moshe Feiglin and the Zehut Party offer us a change and offer hope for the people of Israel, which is why we are supporting Moshe Feiglin and the Zehut Party, and we're doing it effectively. Our videos are effective. Our videos are persuasive. And believe me, we reach people effectively. Because when we do a campaign, 100% of the money for the campaign, 100% of the money that comes to us goes to our campaign in Israel. We don't pay salaries. There's no middlemen. All of it goes straight into a campaign to wake the people of Israel up. We want to do two things. Number one, we want Moshe Feiglin and the Zehut Party to get into the Knesset. They have to get 3.25% is the minimum threshold for them to get into the Knesset. That's a minimum of 4 seats out of the 120 seats in the Knesset. So we want to get him in the Knesset with his Zehut Party. And the second objective we have, while we're doing that, we want to educate the people of Israel. Whether Moshe Feiglin succeeds in getting in the election or not, God willing, I hope he will succeed. But whether he succeeds or not, when we reach tens of thousands of people, as we are doing, when we reach tens of thousands of people, it's actually hundreds of thousands now, with our message, with our advertising campaign, with our videos, what we're doing is we're educating people, we're making them aware of issues and offering solutions that they had never seen before. We have a video explaining to them that 90% of the Arabs, for instance, in Gaza want to leave. Most of the Arabs in the land of Israel want to leave. If we just have a government that helps them, encourages them to leave, and creates a situation where they are able to leave, we could solve Israel's Arab problem. The people of Israel don't know that, because that's a very popular program. I mean, if the Jews of Israel could get the Arabs out of their country, oh, they would love that. There are even a lot of leftist Israelis, privately, maybe they won't publicly admit it, but privately, they'd love to see a situation where Israel doesn't have to deal with millions of hostile Arab Muslims that want to destroy the Jewish state. So we're making people in Israel aware of the fact that there are solutions. There's no question there are solutions if we just have a Jewish prime minister for a change, like Moshe Feiglin. And that's why it's so important that we do what we're doing, and that we bring this message to the people of Israel. And thus far, over 200,000 Israeli Jews, since we started the latest advertising campaign in the summer, we started it, over 200,000 Israeli Jews have seen our videos, have seen our messages. Over 200,000 views. And that's just the beginning, God willing. We of course, want it to be much more than that. So we need your help. We want to work together. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to wake the people of Israel up, because no one else is telling the truth. This is the only message of truth. In the United States, JTF is the only group that's going to give you a message of truth in the English language. You're not going to get it from anyone else or anywhere else. Tragically, unfortunately, I wish there were other groups, and I wish, God willing, that there should be a lot of people who understand the truth and are willing to bring the truth to the Jewish people, but there aren't. It was just Rabbi Meir Kahana in his day. He was the only one. And today, JTF is the only group in the United States doing this, that's giving the message of truth in these English language videos. And with our, if you want to help reach the people of Israel with the truth, Moshe Feiglin and the Zehut Party, and help the people of Israel see that there's a party that does propose realistic solutions, again, this is the right place to help. This is the right place to make a difference. Help us financially as much as you can, and help us by spreading the word about JTF, because if we work together as a team, we can change Jewish history. We can make this a better world. And as far as the threat from Donald Trump and all the, you know, if we do what's right, if the Jews do what's right in Israel, God will protect the Jews and he'll protect Israel. That's why what we're doing is so important. So very important. No matter what threats we have, from Washington, from Moscow, from anywhere else, from Tehran, no matter what threats may emerge, if the Jews do what's right and do what God commands them to do, God will protect the Jewish people. That's a message that Jews should also be hearing. For JTF, until next week, this is Chaim Ben Pesach. Shalom.